Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Now when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. But he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, Jesus looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Here's my question. What is the greater miracle? For one to feed many, such as 5,000, or for many to feed one? The last couple weeks, I've commented that several of us from Bethel Church went to Holden Village for 7 or 8 days. And we would always be fed, very well fed, and every morning we would gather for breakfast. Now, there's basically about 500 folks there, but not everyone is there at one time. I was thinking about preaching a sermon about the multiplication of pancakes on Sunday morning. But I'm thinking of a time, Jeanette and Richard should remember this, with 150 or so people gathered at breakfast. And part of their custom there is each morning someone from the congregation, perhaps a staff member, or it could be a camper, delivers a devotional for all to hear. This particular morning, a guy named Ron, actually not his real name, spoke to the many. He told of how the community of Holden Village, this community of faith, had fed him with care and regard when he was dying, from loss of his relationship and the loss of his very vocation itself. To him, all was lost. The many, who were one community, he said, had fed him, had saved his life. And so as he stood up before us that morning as we ate our pancakes, he was acknowledging and giving thanks for that miracle, for the many who had saved one. Still, those of us, Paul and Cindy, the 150 at breakfasters that morning, felt that we also had been uniquely fed, generously fed, if you will, by his story of salvation and his testimony of faith. Faith in Christ in the community of faith at Holden Village. As you can imagine, generally when we're eating breakfast and folks stand up to give the devotional, people just kind of eat on through. But that morning, folks put down their fork. They put down their fork to hear the story, to be fed with the words of life, and gave thanks that this morning one person had fed many. Of course, our story today, the feeding of the 5,000, is about one feeding the many. But is it not also about the many feeding one? The one, or at least a few in this instance, would be the 12 disciples. They had little or no faith, and in the Gospel of Matthew, they're always called oligopistoi, ye of little faith. You know, when Jesus encouraged them, say, we got nothing. It's as if they were dying or were already dead. They had nothing to offer, they thought. On the other hand, the great many, the 5,000, trusted. You might wonder, why didn't they leave when it was getting dark? Why didn't they head for the towns? Would have seemed to be the sensible thing to do. But in Jesus' presence, in his compassion, they had been healed. Why not fed? Where better could they have been present with this one whose only desire was life for them, for healing, for feeding, for community? Were not then the disciples also well fed by the witness of faith of the many? And were they not enlivened now more than ever by their calling, you give them something to eat? And is it not also true? Is it not also true of you, the one who hears this day? Are we together as one community of faith who hear? In faith we are fed and called to feed. So often we have answered the call with, we have nothing. We don't know what to do. So it was with our friend Ron, who thought that he was dead, but he gave us life by sharing his brokenness, his restoration, his life, his death, himself, Christ. There was real presence. There was real food. There was real life. Our story today, the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, starts off this way. It starts off in the midst of death. Jesus learns that his real cousin, or his brother and forerunner in the proclamation of the good news of the gospel of life, John the Baptizer, has been killed. Killed by the forces of death. By the ruler, King Herod. By the very power that is supposed to look after folks. Supposed to look after their welfare for healing, for feeding. And Jesus certainly knows that he is next. For sure, Herod thinks that Jesus is the raised person of John. So certainly he's going to be coming after him. Jesus knows that he is next, especially if he continues to receive in faith the trust of all the people, the great crowds who gather. And if he gives the people what neither the religious or the empire rulers will give. So it makes sense. He retreats to a quiet place, a wilderness place. It kind of reminds me of what he did in the Garden of Gethsemane, to retreat and pray. Not to run away, but to retreat and pray. But all the crowds follow him with no regard for saving himself. Jesus has complete compassion upon the crowds, upon all the people. For as it says, particularly in the Gospel of Mark, Matthew kind of leaves this out, they are leaderless, they are hopeless, they are helpless. In this action of compassion for them, for you, for me, the cross looms before the Christ. In the feeding, he is giving life to the hungry. And in a very real way, he is giving his life for the hungry, in body and in spirit. The bread that he gives is the real presence of compassion and love, his message of good news, that they are children of the Creator and lover of all, that the realm of God has come for them. I don't think that it is any coincidence or accident that Jesus looked to heaven with the bread and broke and blessed the loaves as he would do with his disciples on that last meal. And as we do later on this day, in his name and in remembrance of him, as we also are fed by one who came for all and who gave his life for all. And in his compassion for us and feeding of us, as with the disciples, Jesus commissions us as well with the simple instruction, you give them something to eat. It's a simple line, but it's resurrection talk. It's new life talk. We have died with Christ to the confession that we have nothing to give. And we are raised with Christ and empowered by the real presence of God in Christ Jesus to feed, to heal, to give new life. Amen.